Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, covering the Coachella Valley and destinations beyond. At this very moment, I'm coming to you live from inside the Catamaran Waterfront Resort and Spa in San Diego. Now, this California, San Diego is California's second largest city and the U.S.'s eighth largest city. Wow. It's been gorgeous though. I arrived on Friday and it's been a whirlwind ever since. The weather right now is a little cloudy, sunny, a little bit of everything, but no rain. No rain. So I've had some rain, but we're not even going to talk about that. We need the rain, and I've just been out and about regardless of the rain. Now, also, did you know that San Diego had 70 miles of Pacific Ocean coastline? Mm-hmm. And I have been looking at a lot of it right here at the Catamaran Resort in San Diego. Now, Valley is back at the station waiting to take your phone calls, but not just yet. Now, my room was the 14th floor penthouse. I mean, I'm saying this, it was so incredible. It really was amazing. I have views of Mission Bay, the ocean, spectacular. I mean, the Catamaran Resort is just really a phenomenal getaway in the winter, or and especially, you know, in our summers. You have the ocean on one side, you have the Mission Bay on the other side. It really is fantastic. Now, on today's show, we are going to learn about the Catamaran Resort, what's happening in San Diego, and meet the owner of one of the hottest restaurants in San Diego, Croce's. Remember famed musician Jim Croce? Well, Ingrid Croce will join us. So we have a lot of things on tap. Now, I want to let you know that here at the Catamaran, there are views from rooms at every angle. It's unbelievable. Waterfalls, live parrots, koi ponds, and that's all in the lobby. So there you go. When you drive up, let me tell you, it's a wonderful experience from the get-go. Now, we might have a prize or two during the show. I don't know. We're just going to go along with the flow. And everyone that isn't a Club Françoise member will be able to register to win a trip to right here at the Catamaran Resort Hotel in San Diego. Now, I experienced so many firsts. I tell you, this has been a weekend of firsts for me. I've been going nonstop since Friday, but all these firsts, first of all, I experienced having a headboard that was an aquarium. I have never had that before. And the fish, I kept looking at the fish all the time. I think they got tired of me looking at it, but that was really, really quite a fun adventure. The room was spectacular. In fact, I took a picture looking up into the room, and I'll post it on the website so you can see exactly what floor I was on. And you're going to go, wow. Now, remember, you can listen online anywhere in the world by going to newstalk920.com or visiting travelingwithfrancoise.com. Yesterday morning, I wasn't on KESQ, but we'll be back next Saturday with your look at San Diego and the Catamaran Resort here. So you'll be able to see your own, and you can always go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, or during the show, I encourage you to go to the Catamaran's website at catamaranresort.com. Now, of course, I have a little bit of local news. The Pentathlon is coming to town this week. That is huge, huge news for us in the Valley. That is the Modern Pentathlon World Cup Series. First time that it's going to be over here in the Valley, and we are very, very excited about that. That begins on Wednesday. The numbers, again, you need to know, they are 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Now, what have I done so far during my stay in San Diego and right here at the Catamaran Resort? Well, I had a massage, which was fabulous. I ate a lot. I tell you, I'm so glad that they have the Strand or Boardwalk, however you want to call it, down by the beach around the bay there, so I could walk off all the spectacular food I've been eating. I went to Old Town. I had lunch at Cafe Coyote while I was there in Old Town. Everything was so fresh, delicious, very, very good. Let's see, I went to the San Diego Natural History Museum, the gem exhibit. That's I spent a lot of time in the gem exhibit. They wouldn't give me any on loan. I don't understand why. But they had incredible interesting things in the museum. I could have stayed all day in the Natural History Museum. It was that fantastic. I went to the Embarcadero. I went to dinner at Croce's. I was in the Gaslamp District. And I did all this between Friday afternoon and this morning. So this morning I slept in a little bit. So it's been a whirlwind of activity. It's been a lot of fun, but we are going to jump right in because this fellow took his day off to come be with us, and I really appreciate it. It is Steve Pelzer. He is the Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing here at the Catamaran Resort. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Francois.
Well, thank you, first of all, for everything. It's been phenomenal.
It's our pleasure. We've enjoyed having you.
Well, you have such a unique facility here, but first give us a little history about you and your association with the Catamaran.
Okay, well, I'm a veteran hotelier. I went to school at UNLV in Las Vegas, and I started my career in Las Vegas. So I spent 13 years working my way up from busboy to waiter to management. And in 1983, joined Hyatt Hotels, where I was a general manager for Hyatt, and I worked all over the country until I was transferred to San Diego in 1989. And we opened a hotel up the road, the Hyatt Regency of La Jolla. We spent 7 years managing that property, and then went back to my first Hyatt hotel in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
At which point I was recruited to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, where I was the EVP of Sales and Marketing for the destination. And in about 3.5 years after that, Bill Evans, the Evans family, gave me a call and said, we're building a new hotel up on the golf course, the Lodge at Torrey Pines, and we're now going to be 3 hotels, and would you like to join us? And we had known the family for many, many years, and so I joined Evans Hotels 10 years ago as the EVP of Sales and Marketing for our 3 hotels, our Sternwheeler boats, and our other holdings.
Well, you've been around.
I have.
The business from the start to top.
Looking
pretty
good for 82, aren't I?
You look phenomenal. And Evans Hotels, they have 3 hotels.
Yeah, we do. We have the resort that I just mentioned. It's just opened in April of 2002. It was San Diego's first 5-diamond resort. And it is the Lodge at Torrey Pines, sits on the famed Torrey Pines golf course. And it is a very spectacular hotel at 170 rooms. We have much earlier on been in the hotel business with the Bahia Hotel, which is our sister property just down about 1.5 miles on that walk you mentioned earlier. And that property is 58 years old. And the catamaran where we sit today overlooking the water and looking over the bayfront is about 53 years old. So we've been at this for a long time, and we have obviously been doing it as a family, as a single owner and manager. So we literally live above the store.
Well, they are all wonderful properties. They truly are. And I know that the Evans have the Evans Garage, which one day I'm going to go over and see that, because that looks phenomenal as well. But let's get back to the Catamaran Resort.
Sure.
Hotel and Spa here. Now, there are so many unique things going on here at this resort. I mean, just the lobby itself, when you walk in, to me, it's like a tropical paradise with a bay view and an ocean view. I mean, it really is. So where do you begin when you talk about the uniqueness of the Catamaran Resort here?
Well, I think it's very, very clear that Bill Evans Sr., the founder, obviously, he and his wife, Ann, who is still very much involved with our company, when they got involved in the hotel business here in San Diego, one of the things that they did was they always focused on location.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and after location, theme. And if you look at the Bahia as the quintessential California beachside hotel, and then you look at the Catamaran as a full Polynesian designed property, and the Lodge as a craftsman style property, mimicking the works of Green and Green, Charles and Henry Green. There's a theme there in each property that speaks to the location and the destination by way of the way it fits in with its surroundings,
mm-hmm.
with the landscape, with the location. We have meeting rooms in all of our properties, but every one of them has a window. Every one of them has a view, very rare in hotels. So we really do try to capture the flavor of the property and theme it appropriately.
Well, I said that when I was taking the tour. I like how you bend around the corner here, the curve mm-hmm. of the bay, and you have skylights. There's so much. When you have spectacular views like this, folks, I'm looking right now at the bay out there with the sailboats on there. It is spectacular. And I'm on the second floor where the meetings are held. I mean, like you said, and you really have taken advantage of your views with windows everywhere, skylights everywhere. There's light coming in. There's lush tropical plants. You have the parrots. You have, I mean, it really, really is, again, a tropical paradise right here along the waterfront.
Well, we've said for years that, you know, this is 3,000 miles closer than Hawaii. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot, in particular the last few years, with the economy being what it has been, and the overuse now of the term staycation, this really has become extremely busy because people can get the feeling of being thousands of miles away and yet be very close in, whether they're coming from New York or LA, or quite honestly, one of our larger markets is San Diego itself.
I believe that. I was looking, there was numerous weddings all weekend long here, a compliment to you. And I thought to myself, in fact, I was thinking about it last night, I said, with the way things are, and money's tight for a lot of people right now, you would have a wonderful time to have your wedding here and just stay right here for the honeymoon. There is everything around you.
Well, that's true. Everything, location, location, location. I mean, we have the Atoll restaurant here in the hotel, but there are dozens and dozens of restaurants within the area, within walking distance. You've got the boardwalk on the ocean on one side, from casual to upscale. You really don't need to get in your car once you've arrived, or you really can take advantage of our spa, which is probably about 5 years old now, and I would tell you it's a world-class facility. And we find now with our wedding parties and mother-daughter packages and brides and bridesmaids packages and the use of a spa and a weekend and a wedding, all of these things are here as you would like to see them designed.
Definitely. Now, how many rooms do you have here?
We have 310.
310. And your room selection, I think you have a little bit of everything.
We do. We really do. We have everything from a standard single room to your room, friends.
I'm not leaving, by the way, folks.
Yeah, that was my concern. I've alerted our staff that could be a problem.
I kept the room key here in my pocket to go back up there.
Well, as long as you don't mind sharing it with whoever's coming in next.
Okay. Right. But you do, I was kind of sneaking a peek at some of the rooms, and you have a really nice selection of rooms here. From all different angles, you sort of cover all different angles, and you have a fitness center, and your fitness center, I have to say, brilliant, folks. You know what they did? Because of the views, you have these beautiful views from the fitness center. You actually put machines outside people can do their cardiovascular, and I love it, looking at the bay. Come on now. That was fantastic.
Well, that space for many, many, many decades was the cannibal bar, and as things changed, we gutted that space about 5 years ago and put in what you speak of today.
Love it, and a really nice size fitness center. Frankly, I'm not sure what I would want to be. I'd rather be outside. Right now I see people roller skating, riding their bikes, walking, but you have it there for them if they want it, right?
You have your choice of everything at any level.
And now pools, you have a couple pools.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you also have the restaurant. Tell us about Atoll.
The Atoll restaurant is located off the lobby with a patio that is embedded right in the sand on the bay. It is a wonderful restaurant. The food is terrific. And I will give you a little sneak preview that you probably want to stay close to the website over the next several months and see what will be coming into that space and how it will be reintroduced.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Folks, you heard it from the man himself, Steve Pelsner. He is the executive vice president here at the Catamaran Resort. So we are going to have to be checking out that website, catamaranresort.com, which will be on my website after the show. You get everything posted, actually, probably after next Saturday when you see it on television. Now, outdoors activities, I notice you have a lot of amenities for the guests, for the ones that don't want to spend all day getting spa treatments. And by the way, you cover everything in that spa spa. You cover it all. Whatever anyone would need, you have it right there. And with all the weddings and stuff, you really need that. With all the functions that you have going on here.
Yes, we've even included a salon, so hair and nail, all covered within the spa. But as far as the other amenities go, since we are on the bay, we have a terrific water sports program. You can get on anything from a kayak to a boat to a sailboat to any number of water activities. We also have the sternwheelers, which are our boats that travel back and forth between the catamaran and the Bahia. And they have daily runs. They are used for weddings, big parties. So if you really, really want to look at the sternwheelers, as they are a part of Evans Hotels and are right here on the bay and dock right outside, the William D. Evans and the Bahia Belle, you can look at sternwheelers.com. www.sternwheelers.com. If you're planning a party, a wedding, and you want to integrate that with your stay or not, they are really spectacular and unique ways to have an event and get out and see the bay.
Again, folks, everything is here at the Catamaran Resort in San Diego, and that's what I really love about it. Normally, I love to park my car and just hang wherever I am in that area, and I did as much as I could here, but I did have to leave once in a while. But that's what I like about the property. Again, you have managed to bring in all the elements that are accessible to you here at the resort for your guests, and that's key.
We don't want you to leave.
I understand, and the food was fabulous. Now, at children, you have some programs for children here.
We do. We have an extensive children's program, particularly during the summer months when that really ratchets up. Everything from game rooms to programs. We really are a family hotel. There is much to do for all.
Definitely, because I see the kids running around. They can't wait to get... It's funny when it's pouring down rain, those kids, they can't wait to get in the pool or go to the beach. They don't know where they want to go, pool or beach, but they want to do something. They don't care about the rain. Now, pet friendly...
Yes, we have a program. It is a deposited program, and you could look at the website and get that information.
Okay, fantastic. And again, folks, that website is catamaranresort.com. Really simple. And also, everything will be posted on my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Now, Steve, I know you have a lot of things to do today, so I would like for you to tell my listeners, the ones that maybe that have not been to this part of San Diego, they've certainly been to downtown, but they haven't been over here on Mission Bay to the Catamaran Resort, why they want to come here.
Mission Bay is a man-built aquatic park. There's really nothing quite like it on the coast. And the bay sits a little to the west of the downtown area and strategically located between downtown, which is just 15 minutes or so away, and North County, San Diego, which also has some wonderful places to explore. So from a location perspective, being on Mission Bay and directly across from SeaWorld, whom when you go on the website, we'll see they are partners with the catamarans. So when you're looking for tickets and packages with SeaWorld, we can see them right from this window, actually.
Right.
And so we are really well located. And I think that if there was any one thing that I would say about our properties here at the Bay is that they are reminiscent of a California gone by. They are really, really along the coast. You got funky coffee houses and restaurants and breakfast places and burrito shacks and everything you could possibly want, right down to a tie-dye t-shirt.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for being on there, taking your Sunday to be with us. I really appreciate it. On that note, folks, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Ingrid Croce from Croce's joins us. I am coming to you live. Yes. Do you have one more thing that you want to say?
No, Steve? I just saw Ingrid walk in with her husband, Jim. I'm actually going to go down there and get something to eat.
You are? Okay. Well, folks, I am coming from the tiki, hand-carved tiki totem poles, you name it, a tropical paradise right here at the Catamaran Resort Hotel, right along the bay on one side, the ocean on the other. It's fabulous in San Diego. Okay, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back. everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Catamaran Resort in San Diego. This is truly a tropical paradise with ocean views and bay views. And they have so many great things. They have skylights, ponds, koi ponds, waterfalls, parrots. They have live parrots, all sorts of wonderful things. And I really sort of was hesitant to leave, but I knew I had to leave because I wanted to experience some of the other things going on in San Diego, and I certainly did. Last night I went to one of the hottest places down in the Gaslamp District, and that is Croce's Restaurant and Jazz Bar. And if the name sounds familiar, yes, it is named after Jim Croce, the singer with all these number one hits, Time in a Bottle, all sorts of things going on, and it is his widow who opened Croce's, and she's going to join us shortly. Now, I have to tell you, I had my very first last night, and those of you that know me, you're going to go, what is this? I had honey roasted garlic. It was so delicious. I'm looking at it saying, oh, Françoise. Ingrid talked me into it, and with Brie, this wonderful little salad. It was delicious. I had sea bass. And here's the real kicker. There was a turnip puree underneath it that I didn't know what it was and ate it. And as soon as I was told it was turnip, I had to say, okay, don't let your mind go. You ate it. You liked it. It was fabulous. So joining us right now is Ingrid Croce. Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
Hi, Françoise. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thanks for being with us, and thanks for talking me into that fabulous food last night. It truly was delicious.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad. You know, I think people have this tendency to believe because you have live music and it's, you know, it's a kind of exciting environment that the food won't be good, but our food is so wonderful and surprising, I think.
Well, I think you go in because, and folks, at Croce's Restaurant and Jazz Bar is on the corner of F and Fifth. I have it down here in the Gaslamp District. And I think when you go in there, your mind really is you really want to see all the, because you know there's going to be memorabilia about Jim Croce around. You're really into more of that aspect, which is an honor to your late husband. But I have to say, you when you walk out, it really switches over to the fabulous food, and that's a compliment to you.
Thank you so much. I always am concerned that the experience or that people have will not diminish the music. Mm-hmm. It's so important to me to keep Jim's memory and music alive that I hope that the food just keeps that memory going.
Well, because I was humming his tunes all night long.
Oh,
does
good.
That answer your question?
I did a good job.
I'm humming the tunes, thinking of, and you managed to accomplish everything, and you are just a shining star there. You are just so wonderful with all your guests, and
thank you so much.
Very, very refreshing. And again, folks, we have Ingrid Croce, the owner of Croce's Restaurant and Jazz Bar in San Diego. Now, why don't you describe, though, there is a story to the location of the restaurant.
Yes, there is.
Tell my listeners about that,
please. I would
be
happy to. When Jim Croce and I came to San Diego from Philadelphia, we both grew up in the city, but it was the 60s, and we moved to a farm, and Jim had been on the road for a couple of years with his song, you know, building listeners and fans. At Time in a Bottle, You Don't Mess Around with Jim, Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
And we moved out to San Diego because he was asked to be the summer host for Johnny Carson that summer, do a movie with Cheech Marin. There were so many things on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved to San Diego, and We had a two-year-old, almost a two-year-old, and we went down to, we were going to go out to dinner on a real date. Mm-hmm. For the first time in a long time, we had time together.
Yeah.
And we went down to San Diego's Gaslamp District, thinking there was a crossroads. It was a bar that used to be there years ago. We thought there'd be live music and dinner. There was nothing in the Gaslamp.
Uh-huh.
And we looked around, we could find nothing to eat, and Jim and I stopped on the corner of 5th and F, and he said, you know, we're just going to have to build a restaurant someday, and, you know, we'll have live music, and we'll invite our friends to come, and, you know, all kinds of musicians, and it'll be just like having our home back in Pennsylvania. And the next week, on that Thursday, the 20th of September, 1973, he passed away. Mm-hmm. And I spent many years in litigation and finding out about our royalties and such. And 12 years later, I had started a little restaurant, but nothing really, just a little corner place. Mm-hmm. And somebody said to me, you know, I know your lease is up. Why don't you come down and take a look in the gas lamp? Well, I hadn't even thought of the gas lamp since 1973 when Jim passed away. And she said, well, just come down. It's an open storefront. We went down to, my son and I went down, who was then 15, and looked at the corner, and I remembered it being the same corner that Jim Croce and I had been on in 1973, and thought, this is an omen. I'm meant to do this. So I opened Croce's restaurant and jazz bar, got myself a license, and it's history.
Here you go. And
here we are.
On the corner of F and 5th Street. And tell my listeners a little bit about the decor. I mean, it really is a tribute to Jim.
Well, the decor is, it's funny. I didn't know a thing about opening a restaurant, and so I basically moved everything I had in my kitchen, all of our memorabilia, down to this location, and put Jim's pictures up on the walls. And of course, we got a Steinway piano to play, and my son's a piano player, and he started playing there. Aww. And now he's, you know, a very successful musician. He has 9 CDs and his own record company.
Wow.
He really was the one who suggested, "What, Mom, why don't you bring in live jazz, you know?" Mm-hmm. And that was the kind of music he was interested in at the time. So we did that, and it took so much education, because the gas lamp was empty. There was Patrick's next door and the spaghetti factory down the street, and that was it. I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah, because it was booming. And the rain last night, it was
even
booming.
Even in the rain.
Yeah, it was packed. Go ahead.
And I'm always so surprised. You know, I sit on the corner of 5th and F sometime, and I go, I still can't believe it. You know, this is, I've been open for almost 28 years, 27 years now. And I'm still amazed every day by the growth of the gas lamp. You know, the growth that started with Horton Plaza, and then the convention center, and then the ballpark.
Right.
And now here we are, really. I mean, the city has just grown so beautifully. We just need to keep getting more residents and retail and I just think it's a world-class city. It's a terrific place to visit.
Definitely. In fact, a lot of people, they'll mention, if they know I'm coming this way, are you going to the Gas Lamp District?
Great.
So, I mean, it's fabulous. Again, folks, we have Ingrid Croce from Croce's Restaurant and Jazz Bar on the corner of F and 5th Street. I want to make sure I get that correct. Now, as beautiful and warm and comfy as the restaurant is, the music, the brick walls, Jim's pictures and gold records all over, we have to talk about the food. It's phenomenal. Where did these recipes come from?
Well, you know, it's really funny. I didn't have much of an idea when I opened Croce's to do anything more than bring the warmth and hospitality that Jim Croce and I had shared in our own home. And we both were, back then, even back then, we were both foodies. Jim was a wonderful chef. He used to make me dinner every night when I was coming home from school. And after a while, you know, he would hold his guitar and play, and so I started cooking, baking bread, planting our own garden, because honestly, we didn't have the money to go shopping. So the natural way of doing things back in the 60s was to do it yourself, and I just learned how to cook and never had formal training, but I really had a good palate. I knew what I liked, and I just kept trying to make the food the way my palate wanted it, you know. Uh-huh. And I learned, and eventually about 8 years ago, I had met a wonderful young man who came from back east, from outside of New York, and he had a lot of experience in, had a similar palate.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very young man at the time, and he had worked for Disney, became their youngest sous chef at 19, moved on to Colorado, and did some excellent things over there, and by accident found his way to Croce's. And he is a phenomenal chef. His name is Chef James Clark, and he has really helped to build this restaurant into, again, a world-class restaurant. I am so proud of what we have to offer at Croce's. Mm-hmm. It takes off on what we started with when I did my cookbook, Time in a Bottle. I started with family recipes. I moved on to some of the recipes in our restaurant that our cooks had brought to us, and some of our, you know, people even in the restaurant that said to try this recipe. And we really have honed the taste of the food to the eclectic guests that come in to our restaurant.
Oh, definitely. Last night, sitting across from me was a couple from London. They were here for a convention. And he had a suit and tie on. She was all dressed up. They were so cute. And they had a lamb, rack of lamb, I think it was.
Yes.
Spectacular plate. And they just couldn't wait to tell me, a stranger sitting across from them, how wonderful it was, how excited they were to be there. And it just they had heard about the restaurant all over the world, and they couldn't wait to eat there. And they had, and they said it was definitely worth them taking their time to go over there and try it. So,
well, that warms my heart, because this has been a really difficult thing. You know, when people see Croce's and they think music, they don't recognize that it's a lifestyle. It isn't only music, which we couldn't possibly do this without live music, and Jim's music,
of course,
AJ's music, but it's really a lifestyle, and it's about excellence. It's about, you know, when you listen to Jim's music, it makes you feel so good. You don't think of it as being, you know, this is excellent music. But when you look at his performances, we did a DVD called Jim Croce Live. Have you heard Jim Croce Live? And when you look at the DVD, I just happened to look at it the other night. I had some friends. Arlo Guthrie is a dear friend, and his daughter and son-in-law and their children stayed at our house the other night. And they said they had not heard or seen the DVD. And so my husband, Jim Rock, pulled it out for them. And he played a song that they're now performing after all these years. A song that Jim and I wrote and sang, oh gosh, I can't tell you how many years ago. But we sat down and started to watch the DVD. And it was so interesting to see these young people who perform now. They were sitting there looking at Jim Croce and Maury Mulies and his band, his guitar player, play the music that they played back then, and they were just sitting there with their mouths wide open. They said they are so natural. There's not a single mistake. They're perfectly in tune. There's nothing wrong. Did they do this all the time? I said, yes. It was just so much practice and enjoyment that went into this, and they were so talented that it was just a natural thing. And I think if you find what you love to do and you just keep practicing and doing it, that eventually, hopefully, you get very good at it. And that's what I'm hoping we do at Croce's.
Well, definitely. I think you're there. I'm gonna. I don't want to jinx you, but you're there.
Thank you so much. That's such good news.
And when Jim's music, when you were saying, when you were talking just a second ago, I was thinking you can sing to his music.
Yes, you can.
It's easy for us that can't sing to sing to his music and almost sound like we're halfway decent. So it's just the words are so easy and comforting and very endearing.
Well, thank you so much.
Now,
good news.
Now, your menu, does it change often?
We do change our menu, and sometimes we have specials when we're kind of an in-between season. What we always do is to go for as best we can the not only local, because sometimes you can't really get local fish, but we try to go for what is seasonal. And, you know, in San Diego, we have really two seasons, but there are very subtle changes that occur. And so when things are in season, we try to move the menu into that direction. So we'll try specials that we think we are going to like. And in fact, we're going, you know, I gave you a copy of Time in a Bottle, my recipes from Croce's Restaurant. And we, my chef and I, James Clark and I, are going to do an updated version. Because a lot of people say, well, is this on the menu? And for instance, your honey roasted garlic that you were, you know, just wing and awing over when you started. It's really one of those things. Our vanilla bean salad, which many people are surprised by. It's a fresh spinach salad with a vanilla, Tahitian vanilla bean vinaigrette. Very unusual, with figs and oranges, and it's just absolutely amazing. And people try it and they go, I have to have this. Well, we want to make sure that people who try those kind of recipes are now going to have that opportunity. So we're going to redo that book.
Well, you do have my email address for the honey roasted garlic,
don't you? I promise I will send it. I promise.
Not only are you a restaurateur, you also are an author. I mean, you mentioned the books. I was looking at the book last night. You have two books out. Why don't you tell my listeners about your books?
Well, I have, actually, there's four of them out right now.
Four? Oh, my
gosh.
Yes,
there's four of them out right now. But the most exciting thing is that my husband and I, Jimmy Rock and I, are writing the biography of Jim Croce. Oh. Now, this is really interesting for the second husband to write a biography of my first husband. And it
both was named Jim, by the way.
Both named Jim.
Boy, that was very easy to remember. That was smart gal, her.
That was good. Then there were no other Ingrids for him. So
no, okay.
He's got a little more trouble. But it's very, you know, it's very unique mm-hmm. for this to happen. And I can say that it could not have happened the way it has happened without his writing it. It's been, you know, when I first met him and told him, he was an attorney. And had a law practice down the street, and he came into Croce's. I met him on table 21. Oh. And I thought, you know, after we met, and it was truly love at first sight, I felt like, you know, there was no one else I could write this book with. And I had written in my mind Time in a Bottle, but to write the biography would have taken a historian. It would have taken someone who was both a musician and in many ways an attorney. So he was the perfect person. I trusted him, and so we started 24 years ago. And we finished the book. It took us 4 years. We traveled all over. We had, you know, a lot of tapes, and we had all of Jim's tapes and my tapes from the time we started to record when I was only 16 and he was 20. Mm-hmm. So we had all kinds of material. But when Jim and I went out to start the book, we visited a lot of Jim's family, friends, musicians, all over the country. Even went to the airport where Jim's plane had crashed, wow. rented a chartered plane and yeah. went to that location just to feel and be there. Mm-hmm. And when we were done, it didn't feel exactly like it was ready. So we put the book away, and about 4 months ago, my husband and I ran into a friend of my son's mm-hmm. who had lived with us years ago. Yeah. And he happens to be a college professor of English, and he's written a lot of books. And he said he was willing to help us edit the book. Mm-hmm. So we pulled it out, and we started editing. And it just, the omniscient point of view was the part that wasn't working. And he suggested, you know, Ingrid, just like you did with Time in a Bottle, you need to tell this story too. So the book now is from both an omniscient point of view and from my personal point of view, mm-hmm. and it works. So we'll be done very soon, and I will send you a copy when it's done.
Wow, fantastic. Well, congratulations. But congratulations on everything, Ingrid. You really are a phenomenal person. You have a wonderful restaurant. You're very talented with your recipes, and I'm going to try making some of those, but I know it's not going to be as good as yours. But
it will be good. I have to tell you a funny story. This is a good one. The publishing companies have changed a lot since I started, when mm-hmm. I first started that book. And I started with HarperCollins, and they were just downsizing. I had 5 editors on that book, one of every age, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. And each of them edited the book and the recipes. So I, you know, in the beginning I thought, oh gosh, not another editor. But it worked out beautifully, because if you use that book, I think you'll find it's a great book for people who are getting married or people who are fans. The recipes actually work. It's not like some books where they don't. This recipe book works.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
So you won't make a mistake.
Ingrid, thank you so much for being on the air. Thank you for taking your Sunday to come down and visit with us. And for my listeners who've never been to Croce's, why do they need to go?
They need to come because you're going to have a wonderful experience. Not just great food and music, but I can pretty much promise you will leave having an experience. So, you know, bring someone you love, bring your friends, and come say hi to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, folks, on that note, we're going to step aside for our last break of this hour. Wow, she's really, really a wonderful and just really a vibrant, really great person. You've been listening to Traveling with Françoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Catamaran Resort Hotel here in San Diego. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Catamaran Resort in San Diego, with all sorts of skylights and koi ponds and waterfalls and God, great areas all throughout, walking little ponds, there's birds, there's live parrots. It is truly a tropical paradise here in San Diego. Of course, you have the beaches on one side and the bay on the other, so you can't miss. No matter which direction you look, there is something to do, something to see, and it really is fabulous. Now, I'm going to give away, since we were talking about food, I know everyone's hungry, I'm going to give away to the fifth caller a $25 gift certificate to the Chop House in Palm Springs. And those numbers you need to know, they are 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Now, we do have a moment here to get a little bit of information about what's happening in our own Coachella Valley. And the Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products, located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. Now, the YMCA, they have their annual sustaining campaign going on right now till March 24th, where they are raising funds for all the programs that the YMCA has for kids. The summer is coming, and you're going to want to keep those kids busy. Yeah, we have to keep them busy. Also, don't forget we have our trip to Santa Anita Racetrack, a bus trip, and that's happening on Saturday, March 26th. It is $95 a person. There's going to be two different pickups. I'll be going, and we're going to have, includes a reserve box seats and carb sandwich lunch. Going to be a fun, fun day. We have a lot of people signing up for that already, so get on the phone and call Classy Transportation at 760-325-5900 and sign up for the bus trip to Santa Anita Racetrack. Don't forget to designate Helping People Here Again as your charity of choice when you buy tickets to the Craft Nabisco Championship. And the La Quinta Arts Foundation, they are seeking scholarship applicants. And these are must be planning to attend a college or university as full-time art majors. So this is for the high school seniors, and you can give them a call, the La Quinta Arts Foundation, at 760-564-1244. And we do have a winner, and I'm not sure who it is, but we have a winner. So, okay, Paul from Indio, congratulations, you won that Chop House certificate. All right, now there are about 300 volunteers. They need 100 more for the Read With Me program that's happening in Coachella Valley. So if you are a snowbird or a retiree and you want to volunteer, you can give them a call at 760-272-5804. All right, and what is happening in our Get a Life Weekly Freebies? Freebies brought to you by Ozzy's AAA rated and approved complete automotive service and repair, located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ozzy's at 760-773-5939. But on that note, we're going to step aside for a minute, and don't forget hair urchins. All right, we're not going to step aside. Actually, we're going to have someone join us. Come on over here. Don't forget hair urchins with an S. I mean, you check out for your hair, no matter thick, thin, whatever. Get hair urchins, because I wear mine all the time and just love it. We have a guest with, we have the chef from Atolls here at the Catamaran Resort. Please come a little bit closer. Hi, introduce yourself.
My name's Alistair Rivell. I'm the chef at the Catamaran here, and I've currently been employed here for 23 years.
Oh my gosh, no wonder everything looks so spectacular. By the way, Stephen told us there's some sort of secret thing happening down there in the future, so I don't know what that is. We can't talk about it, but it sounds pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, we're all very excited about it.
Okay, now before, we only have just a few minutes, but you had a Sunday brunch going on down there that was fantastic, Chef. What was on the menu down there?
Well, every Sunday we actually have a sushi chef come in from a local sushi restaurant here in PB, who does that for us, where he's cutting sushi fresh. We have omelet stations, we have dessert action stations, just a lot of different things going on. It's very popular. It takes over the whole beach area and the patio, and we're just very successful with it.
Well, I can see why. It was huge. Now, Mike was telling me when I had a tour of the property that your foods are all fresh and all the vegetables, and you have everything in there. It's handmade.
Yep. Everything is made from scratch. We use a lot of local farmers, a lot of small local fishermen, and we just try to do everything from fresh, using a lot of local herbs and a lot of flavors of California, which we blend because we're a Polynesian hotel. We like to blend a little bit of the Asian influence into it, so we have a lot of fun with food.
Well, you do, definitely. You have a nice wine list in there as well.
Yes, we do. I like one of my favorites are the Pinots. I have a couple of California Pinots in there, and there are some interesting whites. It's difficult to actually pair wine necessarily with Asian flavors, but we've managed ways to do that.
Now, Chef, how hard is it to keep a menu constantly changing? I know it's seasonal, as Ingrid was telling us, and you're constantly coming. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh my goodness, I like to read a lot. Hate to say it, but I do watch Top Chef.
Oh, I love Top Chef.
Yeah, we, you know, just local ingredients, whatever available at the time. And of course, you know, you incorporate your staff. I've got a very, very good staff working for me who are all young and excited, and they travel and they try things. And so, yeah, it's a combination of just having fun in the kitchen.
Well, thank you so much. I know you have your huge Sunday brunch going on. Thanks for stopping by. You are, again, Chef...
Chef Alistair Revell.
Alistair Revell, and you are the chef of Atolls right here at the Cabin Round Resort.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, folks, on that note, we are going to have to quickly go to Hair Urchins Art for the Hair. I don't want you to forget about them because they, like I told you, had celebrities wearing them the other day on TMZ. So Mother's Day and all sorts of holidays and events and birthdays, it's the perfect gift. Hair Urchins, urchinswithans.com. On that note, it looks like we are going to wrap it up. Our first hour anyway. When we come back, we have a lot more going on. You're going to hear about the arts and culture here in San Diego. You're going to hear about San Diego itself. You'll also hear more of my fabulous trip to San Diego. You say it started on Friday. Fortunately, unfortunately, it ends today because they just won't let me back up in that penthouse. I don't understand why. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. Stick around. We will be back in 5 minutes.